gonna wipe everything out.
I be mobbing through the city with my young boy. All my killer dicks on young boy. Gold rolling on me, that my young boy. You ain't fucking with my young boy.
Through my city, strapped down with my glizzy in the S550. Got a couple youngins with me. You don't want it with them niggas, they be gunning. SK clip, motherfucker, hold a 100. You can try me if you want it. My youngins really shoot shit. Get your pouch on your stomach or some kangaroo shit. All my youngins militant. You know how the troops is. You know who the murder team with. Where the proof is, oh Lord. All my youngins menaces like old dog. No frauds, man.
Yeah. You're now tuned in to me. $1 million worth of game.
That was Young Boy. That's one of my favorite tracks, man. I can't lie, man. And the woman that's on that hook is Blue, Grammy nominated Blue. Shout out to her because I love her. Her and Coney, you know, got all they just got a couple records on Beyonce's album. They doing big shit. So shout out to Blue and Coney. Out of the ATL in Florida.
I'm Wallow 267, and you right here. This is Gilly the Nut.
And we're this back is $1 million worth of game.
Oh, but you see, he didn't denounce that he's a nut. He didn't say, oh, I'm not a nut.
The day,
like, he didn't say that. So now
day,
we're clear. I don't even have to say it no more.
At the end of the day, we all know you no the king of nut ass.
I don't have to say it. This $1 million worth of game is brought to you and sponsored by Boyd's Funeral Home, a.k.a. BoydsFuneralService.com. Listen, man, serving all religious and ethnic groups. Listen. They do a wonderful job. Whatever's going on, they service is great, man. They're in with the family. I'm talking about, I seen them at my homeboy, rest in peace, General Reezy funeral.
R.I.P. Reezy.
They did an unbelievable job.
They suit you up and boot you up, right?
Yes, they is. Serving the Philadelphia, the New Jersey area. Listen, man.
Is the rates reasonable?
Reasonable rates. I'm talking about.
Because you know Philadelphia is a ghetto.
Listen, I understand that, but listen.
A lot of people don't got that insurance to bury their family.
We understand, but listen, they'll work with you. One thing about them, they will work with you. You can check them out. You can call them 856-963-1515. Listen, but what's important
what's
is
number
this.
Again?
856-963-1515. Okay. 856-963-1515. But on top of that is this. Everybody got to go. You want to go in style. You want to go right.
Mm-hmm.
Boys Funeral Home and get you right. You see what I'm saying? That's what it's about, man.
Just know when you go, die. I'm going to call Boys Funeral Home.
What you calling them for? You ain't got to call them.
If you go what before you me, gotta, I'm a lace you. I'm a nigga. I refuse. I will not let nobody bury you in nothing other than some black motherfucking Adidas sweatpants and some Skechers.
Skechers? Well, why would I be wearing Skechers? I'm glad you told me that.
Because you got that in your classic Adidas sweatpants on.
No, but listen. Yeah, let me just say this.
Listen, hold on. And then we gonna put the TV up. If you go before me, we gonna put the TV up.
No, but listen. Now
we
gonna
have all your joints running up. From when you first came out of jail to when you was to when you like 92.
I'm glad you said that. You know why? You know why? Listen. You know what?
Make sure you get out and get some fresh air.
Let me say this.
See, I'm still breathing.
Let me say this though. No, it's cool. You know what I'm gonna do, Dad? He played himself. I'm gonna get with my nephew, right?
It's just like that.
Listen, I'm gonna get with my nephew, right? I'm gonna tell him. I'm giving him direct duties, direct orders, like we're in the service army somewhere. In jail, I'm giving him a direct order. If I go out before Gil and he do some nut shit, I'm gonna get my nephew. Listen, make sure you get one of them. I don't know how big it is, little ounce of Reggie, and put it in his hand in his casket.
The fuck out of here! I wish you would.
I'm gonna mess his name. He going out like a. I'm gonna make sure it got the seed in it. And I'm gonna tell my nephew, listen, because he have age. Listen, go get. I know some old heads that still sell Reggie. Get the real Reggie with the seeds and all that and put that in his hand like he went out like that. Like he went out. They're like, damn. Right, they going to take pictures of that like that. He went out with some Reggie.
Guess what?
Some Reggie.
I'm going to be right in the coffin like this. As soon as he passed the Reggie, I'm going to pop up and choke the shit out of him. I'm going to be like that.
He going to put some Reggie. Mess his name up, man. Go out just like a nut. Mess his name straight up. That's what you need. No.
I'm going to choke the shit out of Moo.
No, you're not. You ain't going to do nothing.
Tell Moo I'm going to choke the shit.
Steve got you. Because, listen, you got to. That's how you do him. You got to mess his name all up. He went out with Reggie's. But listen, and you know, matter of fact, I'm going to tell my people over there at BoysFuneralService.com, a.k.a. Boys Funeral Home. I'm going to tell them, listen, Asia, could you make sure they lace his hand up with some Reg? Put that Reg up in there. Matter of fact, I might go tell the people, yeah, send that Reg over here right now with the seeds.
I mean, it's not like he's not unfamiliar with Reggie.
Oh, no, he's going to lie and say that. He's going to tell you that.
No, hold on.
I see him smoke.
He act like he only smoked the most exotic.
Now I do. Hold on. What are you talking about?
Now, see? Wait. It's coming out.
No. Hold on. Wait. I've been smoking the most exotic, but now, for real, I got that goddamn license, goddamn marijuana card. You hear me? I don't play no games.
Oh, so you got what I'm saying?
I'm a medical marijuana patient.
You know why his eye right here used to twitch.
What's your medical condition? What's your medical condition?
My neck and my back.
You see what I'm saying? I used to have to smack him in his eyes. I used to go dead on him. Yeah.
I know Gilly used to.
That's why I let him drive nowhere.
I'm gonna keep it real. It was one time back in the day.
Once?
Listen.
No, it's more than one time.
Listen, back in the day everybody used to smoke Reggie.
Oh, he admitted it.
Listen, but it was one time back in the day, I had some Reggie. I had to put that shit on.
Where was you at?
You had to put it back.
Hold on. I went to New York, right? I went up to New York to do a song with Ice Cube, right? Push Rhymes Like Weight remix. It was me, Ice Cube, and Nori, right? So when I get up to the studio, Cube in there, I walk in, Nori walk right in after. So Nori come right in like, oh man, I need some weed, man. Call up Branson.
Right? I remember hearing about him and raps Branson.
Cool. So I'm like, Branson. Hey, that's the nigga with the top flight shit.
Yeah, legendary. I heard about him. They talk about him heavy in rap.
So we had bought like 10 dimes.
Dimes?
Dimes of Reggie. See, you going to disrespect Cube.
Hold on, it was already bagged up in dimes already.
Reggie, you this took 10 dimes. You was a nut.
We bought 10 dimes of Reggie, right? So,
what year is this?
This 1990 fucking 8.
All right. And you were smoking Reggie in 1998?
Yeah, right? So, we in there. My man go to roll up. I slap. Hey, nigga. Fuck my legacy. Put that shit away.
I wish I was there. I just want to pull it up. Throw it on the table.
Because if we like
throw
this
it on the table, roll it up.
Hey, listen.
I just want to roll it
we
up.
We like that shit up in this joint and the seed go off. Like motherfucker pop like you gonna fuck my whole legacy up. You can't do this. We put that shit away.
No, it'd be like, what?
Hey,
Nori would have said, oh no.
See, in New York,
Pharrell would have came out. I told these niggas, don't be playing my figures. Oh no.
Hey, because in New York, they had that top flight.
Branson was a legend.
And in Cali, they had that type. But we ain't had that top flight shit in Philly.
Yeah. No, they had it. Like you just wasn't in the circle.
Everybody was smoking Reg.
Everybody was.
No, I knew people that.
You didn't know no fucking body. So I waited for Branson to come too. I did what they did. Give me an ounce of that shit. Yeah. You niggas pull that shit out, I kill you.
I swear, if I was down, I'd be like, pull it out.
So you telling me that you didn't save that Reggie and smoke it later?
Oh, yeah. I definitely saved it.
He smoked it on the way back to Philly. Yeah, we'll pull it out and then roll it up.
He mixed it in with the good shit and got some mediocre shit.
It was some good Zona, though. If anybody know from back then, it was some Zona. But it was some shit had some seeds in it.
He tell the boy. Going
but it was some green shit.
Going out of the studio room, grab the record out there, pull them seeds out of that. Prep that for the ride back. You know, the record, you know, that's when the old written thing.
Yeah, that's how my mom
easy
still,
water.
Old head still like Reggie. My mom be like, dude, the new shit is just too strong.
Yeah, they love Reggie.
Yeah, she be like,
that's
yo,
how
you
still got a
give
Reggie
me
play.
Reggie.
You got a Reggie play. He grabs some Reggie here and there when they ain't nobody answering.
Let me tell you something, dog. I only smoke top flight, grassroots shit. And all my weed smokers, all my marijuana heads, when I say grassroots, guess what they doing right now? They like, yes, Gilly, talk that shit. Talk that shit, Gilly. You don't know nothing about that type of
shit. So if it's absolutely nothing to smoke, you'd rather just smoke nothing?
Yeah, I would smoke Reggie. Is you kidding me? I get drunk then.
You usually get high in 40s and stuff.
Like if it's not no good weed to smoke, then that's when you don't go to bullshit weed. You go to Hennessy. Like, fuck it.
So Wallow, so you never smoked no weed, never. Even when you was running around in the streets, you never got high.
No, you know that.
He never smoked a drink or nothing. He don't know. Wallow has never really had a good time in his life.
But hold on, even when you was around people, you never just had caught a contact from nobody or nothing, like regular, just nothing?
No, that's that fake shit. Ooh, I feel high too. Mm. Y'all smoking so much. Mm. Hey, shut the fuck up.
When I was moving around with the Woo, I had got caught a contact with Meth.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I caught a contact, but that was...
I know you don't even really like talking about it.
When you was what?
When I was rolling with the Woo.
Back when he was in Wu-Tang, like back in the day and shit, like in the 90s.
See, I can't share
well,
stuff
with
him.
Well, he was in Wu-Tang.
I can't share because he didn't really talk about it that much because him and RZA had like a fallout.
No, it wasn't really a fallout.
Like
Doug, you talk about the time you seen Method Man and ran up on him like on, a goddamn 16 year.
He ran up on him. This is what happened, Dev. He ain't. No. He ran fucking with him.
Wait.
Don't do that. Don't disrespect Wu-Tang.
And you ran up on him like a fucking 15 year old 10th grade female running up on a high school basketball player, nigga.
So you telling me this nigga wasn't in the Woo?
Don't do that. Listen, let me explain.
The Woo.
The nigga told a bunch
of the niggas in the martial arts shit.
Listen, I'm explaining to him.
He ran up on Method Man when he was 15.
He lying. Let me explain to him what happened.
Like a girl in the 10th grade.
Let me explain to him what happened. Please, listen. They was downtown. They was performing, right? I forget when it was dancing, one of them Jones. So this is what happened. This is how the introduction got. So Gil over there telling me something. I said, hold up. I'll be right back. Because I don't take him nowhere when I'm meeting people or people that I know because he don't know how to appreciate.
You didn't know.
I do. I keep telling you. When you growing up in the ghetto back in the day, rappers is a part of your family. You know them personally. It's a personal connect through the music because the music is helping you get through some shit that you're going through.
Yeah, but you told me you knew him personally.
Listen, I explain that to you. I do know him. I knew all his lyrics. I knew everything about him. Hold up. Come on, man. So what happened is, I slide over there. Meth, what's up? He's like, yo, what's up? I'm like, what's up? Listen, man. Boom, boom. We talked about a couple joints. When you said this on what's the name? Boom, boom, boom. At the same time, he got the line. He put that thing in the air. I'm like, damn, okay. I caught a buzz. He said, damn, you all right? I said, listen, I'm cool, Meth. Just a little, you know what I mean? This and that. He's like, yeah, man. So he talking to me about some stuff. Yeah, because I recorded that when I was boom, 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 bang. So now he just like, man, yo, son, man, like real. Word life, I'm feeling you, man. Like, you real, you know what I mean? You with us now. I'm like, what? Bet. You know what I mean? Because now I'm like, damn, okay.
He called you God and all that. Like, what's up, God?
And then he said, damn, what's your name? I said, Wallow. He said, no, Wulo. That's when he gave me the name Wulo, right?
Wulo?
That's hard.
Shut up. Don't. Come on, man. He gave me that name. And right then and there, 36 Chambers, man. I was a part of that whole movement. And it was like, at that moment, I'm saying to myself, like, wow. I'm really in the Woo right now, and I already know how to rap.
So what happened? Like, I know did they fuck up your contract? Because I know RZA had. They said shady business.
Can I tell you how
this
really happened?
He said
we was at the club. Mm-hmm. Meth and Man.
He wasn't over there. He don't know what happened.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. He walked up on Meth.
You wasn't over there.
Like a girl in the 10th grade walking up on the high school basketball star. He wasn't even over there. He was like, "Wow, it's Meth." Oh my God.
No.
I know all your lyrics. You're so cool. Oh my God. Can I be a dick hoster for you, man?
He's a hater.
Please, Meth, I want to be a dick hoster.
He's a hater.
Can you take me on tour? You'll never need nobody else to hold your dick up for you. I'll hold your dick up for you, Meth.
This dude.
And Meth was like, you know who you are? You Wulo. He was like, I'm Wulo? And Meth was like, yes, you're Wulo from the Wu-Tang Clan. Who the fuck is this nigga?
No, he didn't.
Get him the fuck from away from me. Security, get this nut ass nigga away from me.
After that, every time we'd go to the studio,
tell me you want to be a dick holster.
Every time he'd go to the studio,
called you Wulo from the Wu-Tang Clan. Who the fuck is this nigga?
He was mad because every time we went to the studio, right, on some real shit, we go to the studio. So we'd be in the studio. I'm like, damn, I'm ready to write a verse. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? I grabbed the studio phone. Damn, he's like, damn, what you doing with you, man? I said, no, I'm ready to call Meth right now.
The fuck out of here.
Oh, this is before Gil was really rapping.
Huh?
This was before Gil was rapping, you saying?
No, we was rapping at the time. Oh, so okay. But listen, this is what happened. He mad because I keep calling Meth. He telling me, man, the nigga ain't going to answer. I said, hold. This dude is on hold. First of all, this dude is on world tour. And dudes, you know what I mean? He's on a world tour. So he might not be in the studio. So the studio, nobody really never answered the studio number, but I had to realize, damn, this is a studio and people record. So then I ain't gonna answer. So I'm gonna catch back up with him.
So hold on. So in the Woo, was you like a gang rapper or like an astronomical, biological brothel boobs?
I represented the Philadelphia Woo division. I was the head of the Woo division of Philly.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Anytime they came to Philly, I get with them.
Yo, because I would have wanted to join if you had the Woo Philly.
Man, listen, that nigga was fun.
Yeah, I wish I'd have knew you then. Man, I had a couple Woo members.
That nigga was Wu Lo from the Wu-Tang Clan.
No, he's a hater.
Who the fuck is this nut-ass nigga? Let's get on to the first segment, $1 million worth of game.
$1 million worth of game.
So this girl say, hey, Gilly, I'm a little stuck and confused. My boyfriend that I've been talking to for almost 2 years, not even a week ago, I found out that he got a girl pregnant and she's due in August.
Wow.
He does not know that I know all of this, but I have been stepping back. What do you think I should do? I'm stuck in the middle because I love him, but I don't deserve this. So let me get this right. Your boyfriend of 2 years got a girl pregnant. She's due in August. He don't know you know, but you just stepping back on the low. What should you do? Because you love him. Well, obviously, you must love a nigga more than you love yourself. Because you talking about, what should I do? Should I stick around? Should I stay with him, Gilly? Let me put this on your mind. Do you realize that till this day, he still ain't told you he got the bitch pregnant? He ain't got no fucking plans on telling your goofy ass. He just gonna have a whole baby, live a life on the side like he don't even got a child and all that kind of shit. He still ain't told you. You found out because you was being newsy going through his fucking phone, seeing some ultrasound pictures. And what make you even super goofy is that you ain't even said nothing to him yet. You talk about, he don't know I know. How the fuck do I know about it, but he don't know about it? The nigga that's slapping you in the face with a dick. Nigga that's choking you. Glazing you and blazing you. Stroking you and poking you. You don't say shit to him, but you come to me. You should have came to me after you cussed the nigga the fuck out. At least stupid is what stupid does. And you A-G-O-H. Acting goofy out here, bitch. Fuck is wrong with you? Now you need to get your shit together. You hear me? All these niggas out here. So what you gonna be? Stepmommy?
How's she gonna talk to the baby?
Beep, 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 beep. How's your good boo boo baby?
Hold on, nigga. Didn't you have like a bunch of chicks pregnant at once?
Players fuck up too. Fuck is wrong with
How
you?
How dare you?
Players fuck up too. Like, yeah, no, at, no. What happened was, yeah, that's us was out.
The pot
no,
calling the stove
no,
black.
No. Listen, what happened was, yeah, that's us was out. The bitches were poking holes in the condoms. They thought I was going to be a goddamn.
He was playing Russian roulette.
First off,
he was out here. He didn't have no raincoat on. You ain't put no raincoat on. You was dancing in the rain.
I wasn't hit to the rain.
You telling me you shot right through?
Walking in the rain.
He didn't have no rain jacket on.
No way.
Holding
he
didn't
have no rain jacket
tonight.
On.
That nigga was skinny dipping. For sure. No, that nigga have nothing on.
But okay, let's keep it real, though. It wasn't no secret, though.
I mean, that makes it that do make a difference.
I wasn't keeping it no secret. It was
hold
like,
on, how long was it a secret? You wasn't... Niggas lying, son.
Lying.
Yo, this nigga had
lying.
Because he had to face the music at some point. Like, that nigga was sitting there like, holy shit.
No, because at the end of the day, I didn't have a woman at that time. You feel what I'm saying? Okay. So it was totally different. Toot came after. My I got kids that's older than Toot kids.
Okay.
So what could Toot say? By the time Toot, you know, pulled this pistol off the shelf and put it in her life, you
know, you know, like the tech on the dresser.
Yeah, she pulled his dick out. She pulled his dick out the jeans like the tech off the dresser.
Your piece was just out there in a raw tip.
Let me just ask you this question. I'm 20. 21.
Yeah.
Right? I'm on tour.
Yeah.
15 bitches outside your hotel room. Mm. You open the door. You're like, Which one of y'all like girls? Four bitches raised their hand, but they all from different crews. You're like, all right, y'all four, come on. Wait on your girlfriends. Don't go nowhere. We're going to be back out to get you bitches, but just stay here.
I'm a little pissed hearing this because at the same time I was in the cell.
But you had party tapes and you lived the same life with Pinky.
At that time, it was early in the game. I didn't get the party tapes yet. Mm. I didn't have time in the penitentiary to have them access and resources. Wow. And at that time, I was just like,
damn. And he was out here.
My wrist, listen, I couldn't even listen. I'm right handed. I couldn't even write a letter home because my wrist was burnt out.
Yeah. Mm.
I burnt the cartilage out of my wrist. I was going crazy.
Meanwhile, Gil was out here just living the dream.
I mean, so at the end of the day, you know, when women come at you like that, you tend to slip up a couple times yeah. when you're young.
I hate hearing this shit.
You know, you tend to slip up. So, but back to the woman, man. You know, if a man, first of all, a relationship got to be about respect. So if your man got another woman pregnant and that nigga didn't come to you in the first few months and sit down and take responsibility on the tip of it. Listen, babe, I don't want this girl. I fucked up. She was a good time. You know,
I went raw. I barebacked it.
Mm. I was bareback Bobby, you know, but that's not where I want to be. Even if I'm not with you, I'm not going to be with her. You feel what I'm saying?
But you know how many women to go for that, though? They deal with that?
Because yeah. at the end of the day, a lot of times it's the truth. See, women look at life like this. And I'm not going to say all women, but the majority of women look at life like this. All men cheat. They all do their thing. They going to do something. You can't trust them niggas. And eventually they going to do something. Just because I ain't caught you don't mean you ain't did nothing. I think that all women cheat.
Damn. Whoa. Wow. All?
I mean.
Except yours, huh?
No, I don't put it past two. You might have got a little blazing on the side.
Come on, man.
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled is making you think he don't exist.
Usual Suspects. Great quote. I love that. That was classic. That was a classic.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a classic.
Now, what I'm saying is, do I think Tootie cheated on me? Absolutely not.
Right. I got you.
Would I bet my life to a suitcase full of shit?
Hell no.
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 Because yeah. that whole thing.
Because at the end of the day, I would never be the nigga out here screaming, my woman ain't never did nothing. Yeah. You know why? Because they them niggas, when they find out, they choke they bitch to a face blue. They knock over the fish tank.
Or they tell them they got to get the titties removed. I want my titties back.
Yo. No, first though.
Give me my titties back.
I paid $5,000 for them titties. Give me my titties back.
Well, question though.
Dev type nigga cut his own titties out. Give me those titties.
Wow. But
let me ask you this though. Question. Hold up, Des. How is you going to request money from a man?
What?
For a full price of some titties that you use. You use some titties already.
You know what? Honestly.
You use the titties.
Hold on. That makes a lot of sense.
Wait, hold on. Let's prep the people who's might be new to this show. This might be the first episode they see.
Yeah.
Dev last week on the last episode.
It wasn't last week.
It was mad episodes ago. Well, a few episodes ago.
But he talk about it all the time.
Dev said that if the street niggas kill over $5,000 all the time. So if I'm in a relationship and I invested way more than $5,000, I bought some titties and cars, houses, and when we break up, can't nobody else suck my girl's titties?
Yeah, can't suck the titties.
Because I paid for those titties.
We talked about that already.
But Dev, these are not fresh off the lot titties.
No, know what?
These are used titties.
No, this is the thing. Now imagine this. If I'd have said, yo, don't suck them titties, my nigga. You know what I mean? I better not find us you sucking the titties. You hitting it? Yeah, I'm hitting it. All right, keep hitting it. Keep your mouth above.
What if you screw titties?
No, listen. I'll be super upset.
You might screw
titties. So check this out. That's a good point. But check this out.
Hold on. Do you still do titties? Fucks.
No, I'm just saying, why that play out? Why the titty fuck play out?
See, I'm gonna be all the way real. I've never been a titty dude.
You ain't never ordered no Jones up before?
I mean, two titties. My dick be on top. It ain't enough to go with us. I'm just rubbing my dick on the water. My dick be like a sailboat on the water. Tuto got enough titties to get like the in the you know when she push them
yeah,
together.
You try to push them.
It ain't. It's just my dick be on top yeah. of the titties like a
it's really
on
your
water.
Own hands forming.
Like, yeah, it's my dick on water. Like so, is I can't Go really ahead. Do the titty fuck joint.
Right. But you should. But you right, man. You supposed to definitely change the numbers on that. If he would have said like, if
yeah,
a boy
you
said,
the whole 5,000.
So if he said, I give you 2,500 for these used titties.
I'd be like, you know what, bro? I get that.
Yeah, because you wanted the whole. He just said,
that
yeah, I paid 5,000 for titties. I want my whole 5,000 back. I don't touch
titties.
I'm gonna kill you. Like he would have reason to be for this boy. Like you touch the titties, I'm gonna kill you. That's his.
No,
that's his piece
no,
now.
But that's a real good point. If he's like, yo, bro, them Jones. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, what if he say?
I'm gonna keep it all real.
What if he say?
Wait a minute. The titties gotta depreciate.
But right. Would you put him
once
on
a car come off the lot? It depreciates.
But listen. But listen.
Yo,
how
yo,
about this
right,
though,
man?
If he say, listen, dog, I ain't really got it like that. Would you take a payment plan?
Yeah.
I give you 400 a week.
Yeah,
400
yeah,
a month.
That's cool then.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a car.
So now he can keep his life for sucking your old girl titties that you pay for.
Yeah, it's like, yo, that's, yo, man, you know, that y'all just opened up some new opportunities and some
okay,
new
so,
ways to
okay,
just be
okay,
worked
okay,
out.
Okay, hold yeah. on. So we know you represent the nerds, the
yeah.
party nerds.
Yeah, yeah.
So what if your woman said, I'm doing a whole 360. I want from a party nerd to shoot him up. From down north.
Oh, my God.
Who? What you mean? Like,
now,
like
he with all that dumb shit, though.
Hold on. Oh, hold on. What you mean? Like a nigga?
Yeah. yeah. Now,
bro,
hold on.
Bro, listen, we
okay,
all from
okay,
the same
on.
Place. I don't give
but,
a fuck
but,
about
but,
none
but,
of that.
But what I'm saying is, now she fucking with shoot him up from down
yeah,
north
him
who just shoot
hey,
niggas.
Hey, man, I'm going to shoot him up. I shoot people just to shoot people.
But what I'm saying, hold on. He just shoot niggas for fun.
Yeah.
So
recreational purpose.
Recreational purpose. So now you call and threaten him about some titties that's his. And little shoot him up.
Yo, hold up. I never thought about that. Was that all weed Method Man was smoking?
What? What? We talking about back in the day?
Yeah,
the
I wonder, was that all weed he was smoking? I'm not
I mean,
what the fuck are you talking about?
I thought them niggas smoked crack.
Whoa. That's, listen, hold up.
What?
What you mean? Wu-Tang. I love the Wu.
Wait,
hold up. No, because I'm trying to figure out. I just thought about that shit.
How the fuck did
because
get
listen,
back to the...
Somebody no. said something about Wu's one time. Like, they wasn't just, that wasn't just...
No, no. bro, the nigga, I thought them niggas smoked, didn't Raekwon didn't smoke crack? Capadonna?
Dog, if you put that fucking smut on my fucking nigga's name.
Bro, I'm a Wu-Tang super fan. I worship these.
He said, I was a fan for
cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. I'm only going off the lyrics.
Whoa, we got to correct this.
What are you talking about?
Is it a possibility that I smoked I got a contact
A woolly blunt.
That can't go on my jacket then. That can't, because now it's like this.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Now it's like this. If that happened, I got high off crack before.
I'm just saying.
I'm listening to the songs in my head. I'm playing that shit in my head as he's talking. We having this conversation. Don't mean to cut you off.
I thought they called them Wu Bangers or something like that.
No, but I'm playing the lyrics. And the same lyric you played, I played in my mind. Like, do you mean to tell me I caught a contact off of some
I'm asking Gilly. Was that the lyric or was it not?
That was the lyric.
I mean... Wallo had a lyric back in the day. He said, I play football in Moschino.
I played.
He didn't really play football in Moschino.
I wore Moschino.
So, hold on.
You
hold
did wear Moschino.
But
who was saying he smoked crack, though?
Gil.
Who was saying
I can see why a nigga would say he played football in Moschino, but why would a nigga just say I smoke crack mixed with weed, bro?
But Raekwon said that. Meth didn't say that.
Huh? Meth didn't.
Well,
hold on. And didn't he
I'm
say
keep
something?
I'm going to keep it all the way real.
Didn't he say weed mixed with coke? I washed my mouth out with soap and got my act together.
Oh, shit.
Well, you know, back in the day, niggas used to dibble and dabble. Yeah. I ain't never dibbled and dabbled.
But that don't go on my jacket, though. Right there?
That's yes. Right. You wanted to fucking DJ. You wanted to be a DJ. You said if you DJ a little bit, that's on your jacket.
No, don't do that. Don't fuck my name.
No, nigga, it's in your jacket. You wanted to be you and Wu, nigga.
Yeah.
Don't do
remember
that.
Remember you,
don't
Wu Low, nigga,
don't
from the Wu-Tang Clan. Nigga, it's on your jacket, nigga.
Don't try what to say. You trying to say. I
okay. Let's go into the segment of who would you be?
That's some shit I got to think about.
Who would you be? Would you be the man with all the money and no bitches? Would you be the man that's broke but got all the women? Dead, pop, busted, and disgusted, but you got all the bitches. Or would you be the man with 9 baby moms?
What?
Why did that mix? How did that mix?
Nobody would
be. Listen. I was always listening.
How much money does it do when Nine Baby Moms got?
It don't matter.
Listen. It fucking matters.
That is so retarded. Who would want to have Nine Baby Moms?
Nobody's picking that.
That was so retarded. This is why he smoked Reggie.
He thought a nine because of the woo.
He high on 40s and smoked. You had a woo banger.
Who would you be? So if you the nigga with all the money and no bitches, that's a fucked up.
That's stupid.
I was the broke nigga with all the bitches.
When I first came home with all the. You already know the situation when I came out of joints slinging and banging.
You had a couple little raggedy bitches from down north.
Oh my God. He always wanted to slam my name.
Now he trying to act like
you
want to
slam my name now.
It
was like old heads that.
One bitch was 60.
He lied on me.
She's thick. He gonna come back to him because she had a pussy full of gray hair.
He lied on me.
You sent them pictures.
Never. He lied on me.
He had his one bitch chasing him when he came home. She was 60.
He lied. See how he be lying on me.
He got the bitch when he was in jail. I never knew. Bitch was leasing this commissary. He lied on me.
Oh, I 100% believe.
Wait till you get the story from the cell. He lying on me.
The bitch was leasing his commissary. Bitch had his commissary. She was 63. She was fucking with Wallow since she was 54.
That makes sense. I believe he had a 50.
How did he? His vernacular is spectacular, though.
He's lying on
he
me.
He scooped up a 54-year-old bitch from prison.
He's lying.
Pen pal game strong.
Had her old ass taking up long ass trips up to the jail, flooding that nigga commissary.
He's lying. Wow. I ain't even get visits like that. He's lying.
Wow.
Came home and fucked. He told me she had a pussy full of gray hair.
You're lying.
Bitch pussy looked like Betty White.
Old Jones don't shave and shit like that, right? So it's like, I know. Because I think that was, back in the day, you know the old pornos, they all had the bushy joint. They not going to just start fucking shaving their joint out of nowhere.
Hey, the bitch pulled down a pants, shit looked like Bill Russell.
This nigga lying on me. He lying on me, man. This CCI do me. I'm going to say this, though. First of all, I'm going to say this. He's lying like a lemon rug. But go ahead.
Plus, he was like, I can't get her pregnant, and you like to spill. This nigga's definitely. He lied. That nigga's Spilly D. Williams, nigga. That nigga's Spilly D, nigga.
That nigga definitely has spilled some motherfucking oil to the ocean. Won't even fuck a ball of fish and anything.
Spilliam Shatner, nigga. Oh, man. That's you, nigga.
Hey. Listen, first of all, this don't make no sense because who wouldn't be a cat with nine kids? Like, who want nine baby moms? You know what type of problems that is? She's fucking kid.
But listen, you know what type of problems it is when you got an asshole full of money and no bitches?
Listen, if you got money, you can always buy some.
Yeah, you can buy pussy, but let me tell you something. Buying pussy.
You're going to find somebody that like to be around you because you got money.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Buying pussy.
Trash.
And being able to. Can I finish?
No, you can't finish because you said nine baby moms.
Buying pussy.
Who want that shit?
And being able to activate pussy on your own motherfucking mouthpiece when a woman want to fuck you.
Yeah.
When she's not there to fuck you as a service.
Yeah.
She actually want to suck your dick.
No other reason.
She want to.
Nigga, when you
hold on. A lot of people ain't in that position.
Pussy like that.
A lot of people ain't in that position.
Some people is.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When a nigga pay for pussy, he know he fooling himself.
Mm-hmm.
He know he tricking his own
He
mind.
Basically jerking off.
He know he Willie D'ing it. His mind playing tricks on him. He ghetto boying it.
You feel what I'm saying?
So at the end of the day, it's like when you go to a strip club. You know what I mean? Nut ass niggas go to a strip club. The bitch sit on him. She start dancing. She rub his face. Hey, Poppy.
Nigga, swear he pimping.
He swear he pimping. Nigga, this bitch had work. This bitch job is to finesse you to make you think you something that you ain't, nigga.
She taking 8 showers when she go home.
Fuck is wrong with you, nigga? So any bitch that's there that's getting a check to suck your dick, nigga, she acting like, nigga, this is all a act. Nigga, he's the greatest act. This bitch is goddamn Jada Pinkett, Halle Berry, Angelina, Holy, all in one, nigga.
Let me ask you a question, though. I got a deep question to ask him. Well, why was you consistently giving money to Twirly Shirley back in the day and getting a blowjob? Why you kept going to her?
Okay.
You kept getting. Okay. Now, what did that mean? Listen. Why you kept going to her?
Was this before your powers was activated?
No.
Trolley Shirley, you kept going to her. Why you kept going? You kept buying them blowjobs.
Hold on.
You was a blowjob buyer.
Hold on.
Why was that?
How much was
that? Hold on.
Wait. Can I explain? Because let me tell you something. It's a difference from paying for it. And when you congratulate,
back in the day,
when you congratulate,
how
you
it's the same shit.
No, it's not. Let me explain.
I'm telling you right now.
Can I explain?
Go ahead.
All right, paying for. Listen.
No way.
Listen, paying for it comes before they even throw the dick in their mouth. How much was that? I need him to explain this. Can I finish? Paying for it
mm-hmm.
is something that you do before you receive it. Mm-hmm. When you walk into a store for a pair of sneaks, mm-hmm. they throw the sneaks on the counter. Then you pay for the motherfuckers. They boop. Mm-hmm. You pay for it. You pay for a service.
Right.
Congratulating the bitch is saying, you suck this dick so good. That you deserve a couple
hold on, now let me tell
wait,
you.
Wait, hold on.
Nah.
Hold on. This wasn't worked out. This wasn't planned. This wasn't. You never had a woman suck your dick so good that she didn't even know she had money coming to her. But you said, fuck it.
But if you got to her
bitch, go get you a nice pair of shoes because I can't believe can I you sucked
no,
this
he
dick.
Went to her multiple times. I want to say this though. Hold on, wait. If you go to a restaurant and a fucking lady waits on your table, right? They know they getting a tip at the end. You
feel
what I'm saying? Yes, they do.
First
they know
of all,
they
no, getting
a tip.
I just
that's what they
say.
Work for free.
All
no,
I'm
they
say.
Don't. Let me ask you a question. I done went in places and the service was horrible and the bitch didn't get nothing. Oh, bitch, you ain't getting no tip. Hey, bitch, you want a tip? Don't smoke at a fucking gas station, bitch. You might blow yourself up.
Let me ask you a question, Dev. Is it coincidence? First of all, back in the day, Gil used to drive all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was a crazy man. I drive. He'd be scared to death. I drive, bang out, whatever. He had his license. He used to drive the car. Back in the day, we used to go get our cousin Nessie's car. She had the white Honda, the coupe. It was legendary. So we go get the car, and for some reason, I don't know why, he was like in Philadelphia County. He was the directory to all the ladies of the night. He knew all of them. Oh, I got to stop here because I got. Oh, why you keep stopping on back blocks and back alleys?
Maybe he was pimping.
No, he was not there. He was simping. He was not pimping because every time I would see him peel something, he would always be like this. Hey, y'all see what's the name? He always did. He'd slide into a dark person, a dark place in the alley, come back zipping his pants up. So, so obviously, he was a John. Wow. He was a John.
Okay. Johnny Gill.
No, he was a John.
John Gill.
No, don't say John Gill. John Gill did some wild stuff.
Oh, what, alleged.
Chuck Knight said.
That was alleged.
He was a John. He paid for it. He was a John. And how do you know all the spots in Philadelphia where all the ladies of the nights be?
Okay, hold on. Let me tell you something. One time back in the day, we came out of a place. We thought we was going to get some Yabba Dabbas.
Out of what place? What kind of place?
We had a couple little shorties lined up.
Okay.
Yeah. We went to see them.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we was going to get some Yabba Dabbas. Them bitches flaked out on us.
Mm-hmm.
We get out of there. Wallow always been a horn dog. Now, I got a loaded gun because I got a leg loaded clip. Right?
I got a fully loaded clip.
He tell me, fuck it. I'm at the point where I'm about to pay for some pussy.
What?
Pull up on Old York Road. I said, hold on.
He lied on me.
Now, he remixing?
No, listen. He remixing the shit out of something.
Now, Old York Road, he didn't know back in the day.
He lying.
Old York Road is the street where it got all the chumpies on there.
He lied. I think he lied
on me.
He
got all the tranny formers, but he didn't
he
know.
Man, come on.
He was ready to pull up on Old York Road, get a tranny former, and cock them his prom. I had to stop.
They had those all the way back then?
Listen. He's fucking lying. That was his thing. That was his sport.
Listen.
That was his sport.
He was about to get a training former.
He was a professional. Listen,
he didn't know, though.
This nigga,
I give it to him.
Listen.
He didn't know.
Listen.
He didn't know.
He bought more pussy than an old white man with one leg. Straight up. He bought so much. Listen, that was his thing. All he did was like, cuz, come on, we out of here. Where the fuck are we going, cuz? My whole thing is like, hold up. And the part that fucked me up is like, why are you always jumping out of the car? You ain't sharing none of the action. You ain't saying, damn, cuz, let me treat you to a tip.
He just come back zipping.
I'm saying he's zipping up, but always putting his joint.
Hey, I ain't letting him put that smut on my name. Let's talk about some classic albums.
Now we're talking about classic albums. Right. Listen, man, first of all, before we get into these classic albums, this right now in this segment of the game, the classic albums, is brought to you by, have you had any good hair lately? everything, divaglam.com. The reality is this. No, I haven't. I would have, you know, over the weekend, I burnt my head up.
Yeah, why your shit ashy like that?
No, because what happened is I burnt it up, and it just be like.
How you burn your head up?
The sun. The sun beamed on my head. It was blazing hot outside. And what happened is, you see how you see that dry? It burns your joint up, and then your hair start peeling and all that stuff.
So you, need to rub some Jergens on your
shit.
I did, but
that don't work. But what we need is we got to get them caps, the wave joints, man.
Nah.
We got to get them joints, man. Straight up, like, at the end of the day.
Hey, listen, man. While we at it, too, man, let's give a shout-out to another sponsor.
We want to give a shout-out to a sponsor. And the sponsor that we want to give a shout-out to is this. You're out there. You're saying to yourself, I need a vehicle. I'm tired of taking Ubers. I take an Uber. They charge you. You're saying
Uber
to yourself, doobers. I could have paid down on the car.
$500 on Ubers this month.
I could have paid all this and that third. What you need to do is go to Springfield Hyundai. See, Springfield Hyundai, they don't just get you Hyundais. They get you any car you want. Like I said before, you want to eat Lamborghini, you want to be in a Lamborghini, eat Linguini.
Yo, man. What's wrong with you? You really did smoke some butter with Method Man.
You want a Bugatti? Or you want an Audi? Or you just want a regular car? There you get what? Your credit. Oh, my credit's, man. Don't worry about that. You got a job, they're going to take care of you. At the end of the day, you walk in there. How you doing? Hi, my name's Bill. Hey, my name's Billy, too. Oh, your real name, William? My real name, William, too. Oh. You like Hyundais? Oh, I like Hyundais, too. But, oh, you like other cars, too? Oh, I like other cars, too. Next thing you know, you got a car. You know, because your name Bill, my name Bill. I'm in Springfield Hyundai. It's like, okay, I'm going to hook this guy up with a car because his name Bill and my name Bill. Your dad's name was William, too? My dad's name was William, too. So it's like, you're going back and forth because y'all got something in common. And it's like, oh, you like the Eagles? Oh, I like the Eagles, too. You was at the game? I was there, too. So now it's like, y'all know each other.
What's the number for Springfield?
Listen, man. 8449-DRIVE-NOW. 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 Listen.
Where are they located?
Springfield, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Idiot. The name is Springfield Hyundai.
I mean, but everybody might not catch that.
Well, I did. Why didn't you catch it?
I like to give I like to give the proper information to the people.
You said you was a wide receiver in college, but that's another story. But right now, we're going to get into some classic. And it's a classic I'm going to touch on. I believe Hardcore Little Kim was a classic because you know why it was a classic? She helped me through some hard times.
That poster was a classic.
Yes, it was. It was in the magazines.
Oh, my God.
I had to shake the dice in the cell.
It looked like God. She had a Twinkie in her joint.
When she gave out that goddamn pussy print on that joint.
It was legendary. Legendary.
I was a young nigga staring at that joint like, goddamn.
Goddamn, goddamn it.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
It was legendary.
Reasonable Doubt.
We already know that Reasonable Doubt, it was written. We know, I'm saying, we know the
scene. No, but still, it has to be mentioned because we have 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old people that listen to us that don't know Reasonable Doubt is a classic.
Well, for all the people that listen, me myself, I call them, you know, well, I'm known as a hip-hop historian of great music and great things, but I'm just like, probably like a music historian. Deb, would you say that?
No,
me either. Oh, well,
haters. But you know, haters is your marketing team. Let them work. I'm going to let them work. And I will say that it's an album that get overlooked. If you ask me, had a great, I'm talking about it was a smash hit. Legendary. Anybody that's really into music and understand a classic album, this don't have to just be rap. This is classic albums, right? We're talking about classic albums, right?
Yeah, classic album.
I mean, well, I'm a.
But rap, but we really talking rap.
We talking about rap, but I'm going to go into some other albums after that. I go into this classic rap album that I think everybody need to kids out there. If you wasn't around, if you want to listen to a classic rap album.
Was it bars? Like bars on here?
Oh,
like
calm down. It's different levels of rap. I want to give a shout out to my old head. And I want to give a shout out to a legend to him because he is a legend. MC Hammer, Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him. Classic album.
Come on,
that wasn't no fucking classic album.
Come on, nigga.
Oh, but let me tell you something. He was an MC Hammer fan back in the day.
You can't
Big
touch
time.
This. You can't touch
Big
this.
Big time.
You can't touch this. It's a classic song. It's not no fucking classic album, bro.
Can't you can't you touch not, this.
No. I used to watch the cartoon when I was a little kid.
Can't touch this.
No. Yo.
Can't touch this.
You got the move.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Hammer was a legend.
Stop. Hammer time.
That's a classic, hey, though.
He's a legend.
That's a classic.
Though, he was a big time MC Hammer fan back in the
he's
day. He used to have a whole outfits and everything.
I didn't have
you was dressed like a motherfucking genie, nigga. Yo, that nigga dressed like a goddamn genie.
He was listen, Genie Lowe back in the day. Genie
Hammer
Lowe.
Got that paper. Hammer got that paper. He was a legend.
He got that paper. Hey, let me tell you something. People don't, just because I ain't there's saying a lot of motherfuckers that got paper.
Listen.
There's a lot of motherfuckers classic that got paper. I'm not even talking about Hammer.
Title. Please, Hammer, don't hurt him. He was a legend.
That, I mean, that's a crazy, that's a crazy title.
He was a legend.
This nigga really had like 100 niggas on stage at the same time.
He Listen, he messed with up 30 million.
Looking like 140 genies up
there. He was a dude, listen. He was a dude that really looked out for, shout out to the town.
Motherfucker was looking like 100 Aladdins.
First of all, shout out to the town. He was a legend. Oh.
Niggas up there,
he was a legend.
Everybody, they be up there like this. That nigga was doing a typewriter. What was that shit called?
He was a legend.
Stop. Hammer time.
He was a legend.
That shit did look like a Bollywood show, nigga.
Yeah, but
you got a lot of different classic albums if you want to go all the way back from Ice-T, you know what I mean? You got a Power album. You got stuff like Run DMC. You got a lot of different albums. If we want to talk about a bunch of hip hop albums,
yeah.
EPMD, Strictly Business. It's so many albums.
Okay, let's talk about Fab First album.
America's Most Wanted, Ice Cube. What?
You think Fab First album is a classic?
Fab did good. Mm. Okay,
let me just ask you a question. You know why it had to be a classic? Because it's 20 fucking years later, he's still getting money.
He's a legend.
He could still go perform them same songs for $30,000.
Well, then if that's... Oh, wait. If that's the case, is Ja Rule's first album a classic?
Yes! Fetty, Fetty, fuck Vici? You mean, Ja Rule... Hold on. Ja Rule, period, is a fucking classic.
Fetty, Fetty, Vici, then?
But let's keep it real. He's a classic in himself. That nigga got a quadrillion fucking records.
A quadrillion big ones. But I'm going to say this, though. Can I say this about Fabulous? One thing that's great about Fabulous is this. A lot of people, they're around, but they're not really around. Fabulous, what make Fabulous great is that this. He speak the language of now. He wear the uniform now. And he surround himself with now. See, a lot of people is dated. And like when you have a lot of people that's older trying to do music, they be disconnected from the culture of now and tomorrow. People still be holding on to yesterday. And that's what mess up a lot of artists, because people be like, all right, you had some good music.
And then they be hating. They don't want to give up the past. They hate, I don't fuck with them niggas.
They hate the young boys. Niggas. Always trying to slam the young boys. Oh, that's this type of rap. Or this type. That's rap. Don't worry. No. Rap is an expression of your moment, of your time, of your feeling. If your introduction to rap was this certain sound in this certain way, because you grew up right now, and that's your rap. Now, the rap back in the day, that was the time and the moment of then. But a lot of people are still stuck in the moment. Rap, you rap from 2000 rap and 2000 is different than 2019 rap. And I'm not saying is you can't rap whatever way you rap, but what happened is it's always going to be these divisions amongst the rap game and people that are just rap because they think my rap is better than your rap because I rap back in the day rap and you rap now rap.
Right.
Now, if you rapping out there to anybody that's doing music, I need you to pay attention to this. Understand, respect, and be receptive to the sound of now so you can understand it. And know that don't be upset that you don't know how to connect with your people, your audience, because at the end of the day, everybody had their audiences. You can't be mad at the young people because they're not connecting with you. That's not your audience. Your audience is the people that grew with you and came up. They're probably around your age range. That's your audience of people. The young people is not your audience. A person to be mad like, why they not listen to my stuff, but they listen to Meek Mills? That's not your audience. Your audience is over here. And people don't understand that. That's a problem with a lot of artists out here. They looking for somebody else's audience that's not theirs. If I'm an older cat and I'm rapping, I'm looking for a certain audience. Because the young people probably doesn't, they're not going to tap into it. They probably like, oh, damn, Wallo old here, man. It's cool. Unless I'm rapping in the sound as of now. If your sound is up now, not now, nobody want to hear that shit.
Right.
And people got to understand it. And first of all, identify your audience and go after your audience. Stop trying to go after other people's audience and get upset when nobody paying you attention because that's not your audience.
And that's why when we talked about if rap should have subgenres, that would help out a lot with that. If there was subgenres, that way people can go.
See, me,
can,
I listen to anything.
Hit whatever they want to hit. Now, we talking about classic albums. You being a allegedly former Wu-Tang nigga. Wu-Tang got classic albums.
Purple Tape, Raekwon.
Raekwon killed him. That was a classic.
You call it Raekwon. I call it Ghostface.
No, it's Raekwon. Basically, it was Raekwon and Ghostface on the Purple Tape. But
I love Raekwon, but I think that is a Ghostface album.
How is that a Ghostface album? What the fuck is you talking about, Dad?
That's just my opinion. I mean, when you listen to the album, right? Besides me, like, looking at the front cover, when I was a little kid, right? And I went and bought this shit, ripped the plastic off and everything, and I turned that on. First voice I heard, Ghost. Intro, talking, everything, Ghost. When I listen when I listen to the skits.
That's Raekwon.
When I listen to the skits, it's all Ghost. Oh, I'm a dude, I'm a rock niggas this summer. That's with the cool. Wallabies. It's all him. Even in the skits, it's Raekwon going to him. Ghost is niggas hustling on your block. It was Ghost. I heard Ghost. It's like Ghost rap on that album.
He is right. Ghost do rap a lot.
Listen, when I say I'm a Wu-Tang head, shit, I mean, it sound to me like Ghostface had an album. Ghostface had an album. And then they slapped Ray's name on the front. That's what it sound like.
All right.
I can't speak on that because I'm a member.
Y'all put too much smut on the fucking
I can't. Movement. Not y'all. Because
It's not smut, though. We're talking about a classic album.
Let me ask y'all a question. Why do men cheat on their women and think that a woman's supposed to forgive them? But if they woman cheat on them, it's over.
Let me explain something to you.
I don't know. You know black men don't cheat.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, shout out to Lil Duval. Black men don't cheat.
Yeah, we have to get some white people on here to answer these questions.
Why do the men cheat on their women and expect their women to forgive them? But if they women cheat on them, it's over. Fuck that, it's over.
I just think it's
pride. Listen, you got to remember, pride is something else. And just like you said before, at the end of the day, that ego, that pride, dudes can't handle it, man. The fact that you looking at it, you saying, damn, did he slay her like I slayed her? Did she give him everything like she give me?
Let me tell y'all why.
See, here you go.
Let me give y'all some game real quick.
Dr. Gill.
Unless your woman is a hoe, then can't no nigga just meet your chick and fuck your chick. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can't nobody just meet
your girl April
and can't nobody meet your woman and or your woman went out the night, nigga met your woman, took her home, popped her that night.
And drop.
Right. So if you got a woman and she worth something, then that mean in order for a nigga to fuck her,
he worked on her.
He had to put some work in.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many days they sat on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many nights she told this nigga all your business?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's trying to justify to him why he's about to get this pussy.
Mm-hmm.
See, you only about to get this pussy because he do this and he do that and he don't take me out no more.
I had a chick tell me one time, like, my dude only fucked me like 2 times a day, Dev. He be on some bullshit.
2 times a day?
Yeah, so she was just like, yo, so he ain't doing this job.
He need to fuck. She would have get slayed 10.
Right. Yeah, so.
She would have Red Ranger love.
Right. So at the end of the day.
You remember that? Computer look. Red Ranger love. Yeah.
Red Ranger love.
Get me, Ranger.
So at the end of the day, that mean when a nigga fuck on your woman, there's an emotional attachment there. See, when most of the times when guys cheat,
you just blaze a chick that night.
It ain't no emotional attachment.
Right.
It's like, and after you actually blaze a bitch, you actually feel a little guilty.
Yeah, like, you like, damn, I just wanted some different dumps.
Damn. After your bitch get blazed by this nigga she been on the phone with, she for months, blusted it up. When they finally get to the blaze part, when she done getting blazed,
she
in the bed on the nigga chest.
Mm.
Like he you.
And call a girl for Keisha and be like, girl.
Yeah.
Or you was with Craig last night.
I needed that.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So y'all in damn near a whole relationship out this bitch.
Yeah.
Then niggas be like, nigga could be with a girl. She bring up another girl. Nigga like, she bring up his girl. Nigga like, what the fuck is you doing? Yeah, don't talk about my motherfucking girl. What the fuck is wrong with you? Bitch, you crazy? When your girl with another nigga, that's all she want to talk about. See, he don't do this. He don't. It's been a long time before I felt this.
They kicking your back in.
I feel special.
The chicks be saying all types of shit. His dick ain't big like yours. He ain't did it. It's like crazy. They do him dirty. They talk about it. They tell the nigga can't hold on the job. He always getting fired. They literally go in on it. You'll be like, damn, you talk like you hate this nigga.
Right.
He a bum ass nigga. This, that, and the third.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
So at the end of the day... That's the reason a lot of times why it be like that.
Damn, you ever use like, say back in the day, you know how the Jones used to do that and they like start talking about complaining about the bull? One of the best things that niggas could do if you're trying to be dirty, like one of the dirty niggas on the side nigga, agree with the dude. Agree with him. You'll get the butt faster. She'd be like, but he did this. And I'd be like, yo, honestly, I kind of see where he coming from. She never get mad at you. It makes her actually madder at him. She gets madder at him that you agree. I used to be on the phone like, yo, on the real, I kind of see his point. Because if I was in that situation, nah, fuck that nigga. He ain't shit.
And then they just jump on. You feel what I'm saying? So I used to just agree. I used to agree all the time. Like, yo, I kind of feel where Bull coming from to keep it real.
And then they just get mad at him. They never get mad at you. They already made up their mind. They trying to fuck.
Hey, listen. A legend.
Let's go into... Stories from a cell.
Stories from a cell. Listen, man, my young boy, because, you know, I went on a drought. Sometime in prison, you go on a drought where, though, you don't have nobody coming to see you, no jink. So my young boy said, listen, man, put me on a cold mission. I didn't know it was a mission, but I was ready for it. He said, listen, man, my girl, she got a friend, man. She go.
Can you talk regularly? Listen. You're not in jail.
Oh, yeah, my fault,
my girl.
Listen. He said, listen. She got a friend. They was from a small town in the middle of Pennsylvania, middle of nowhere. Nowhere is Pennsylvania, right? So he like, at this time.
Was like Reading?
No, like Lebanon or some shit like that.
Oh, no, because Reading got the baddest joint. So listen.
So now, I'm like, bet. You know what I mean? He like, listen, when we get back to the block, I'm going to show you one of the pictures of the girl. I said, cool, solid. So he go. Show me some pictures. Like, yeah, this the girl right here. She told me. I'm like, cool. Bet. I'm like, man. I said, when? He gave me that information. Put on my visit list. I'm like, yeah, I'm in now. I'm ready. You know, because in jail, you know, you go through a phase where it's though, you might have a girl come in. She might come into your life 3, 4 months, 6 months. Sometimes you get a real run. But most of the time, it's like, listen, you get a good 6 months, then Bobby Backblow come through, blow her back out, then she carrying up missing. Like, I'm talking about the missing cases for dudes in jail is unbelievable. Like, dudes always have missing wives, missing baby moms. Like, listen, when you're in jail, that's the most missing cases you ever going to, missing family members and women you ever going to encounter in your life. So, they disappear, come back 6 months later. Oh, I was thinking about you. I just was going through some stuff. And no, the boy, Bobby Backblow, moved on. Mm-hmm. So, now you coming back to get your counselors because dudes in jail is counselors. So, I mean, the great ones is counselors. Not the dudes. You got some dudes in jail. They just want to argue with a chick on the phone. What? Yo, whore. You went to the club. Them the dudes that don't keep their chicks. The counselor boys, they stay with a woman. I classify her probably as a counselor. So Pete, he like, bet. I'm like, damn, okay, bet. He like, yeah, they going to be up here this weekend. So I had to bust a move with my man that worked for the counselor. Like, yo, could you get the counselor to put this on, man? He like, yeah, I got you, man. I got you. So because he worked in the counselor, he get it on. I'm like, bet. He like, you won't get your paper back tonight. Approved. I said, all right, cool. I get the job. I'm waiting. Saturday come up. I'm like, bet. I'm ready to go out here and do it up. Because the whole thing, I'm thinking, I'm ready to go out there, give me a tuna hoagie, eat good, talk my thing. Once I get my drip all on, I mean, I had to pull my browns from up under the, this back when you used to be able to wear browns. Now they wear jumpsuits going on the visit. You can wear your boots and all that. I got my visit boots, pull them up out of the bag. You know what I mean? Some old head shit, right? Because pull my shit from up under the mattress, my crisp browns. I throw all the lay on, right? Bang. I'm like, bet. I'm going to go out here. This back in the day. So I slide out. But before I slide out, I go hit my man, Raheem. What's up, man? What's up, man? Would you? I need some of that magic. He said, all right, hold up. Go in the bag. He had a bag. He had these different rolls of paper, right? Each roll of paper was different flavors of good Muslim oils. I said, pass it on. But whoop, whoop, whoop. I get all sauced down. I'm like, dang. Got my hair shine. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to go out here and work the dance floor. You know, in prison, they call the visiting room the dance floor. And I am DM dancing machine. So I slide over. Listen, when you going on the visit, you know when a cat going on the visit because they don't walk. It's like a Spike Lee movie. You just see him gliding down the hallway. So I'm just gliding down. Oh, man, I see you. Wow. You know, dude's like, you know, that's when you get into your play. Oh, hey, what's up, player? Hey, Jack, what's going on, man? Because it's like Superfly, the music playing. Boom, 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 boom. Doom, doom. I'm your mother. You slide down the hallway going on that visit. Like, yeah, I'm back, baby. I told you I was a player out there. They still know who I am. My name's still ringing out there. I go through that whole spiel. I slid up in that visiting room, right? So now you go to the gate. I'm waiting for the joint, the doors to pop. So the
come on, man,
in.
Get to Shut the goddamn no,
I gotta,
story.
I gotta
man.
Tell you the story.
God
story,
damn, this nigga telling us about when the gates open. Then the gates open.
Listen,
yeah,
story,
I mean,
listen,
you
he
know,
can't wait
the gray gates.
Listen,
that you no, know they got the button.
Listen,
you know
when you
want to
visit,
the rust on them.
When you want to visit, and you hear them gates pop. They the gates from heaven, baby. So I'm out there. I'm suited and booted. Other pieces that was already you know occupying the visiting room. I came out there, activated my whole situation. They was all over me, right? So I'm just waiting at the joint. That joint, whoop. Bop, bop. So when I seen his piece come out, and I seen another girl with him, but I'm like, damn, I'm probably waiting for the other girl. So they walking together this and third, right? So she come down there. I'm like, hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, what's the name? Oh, yeah, he right in there. Okay. So she like, nigga, what's the name? This chick looked like she was from Tales from the Crypt. that picture was a picture from like 15 years ago, man. So
they
me,
bought you a live crackhead up there.
So me, I had to activate my situation. But now my player card was on the line because it was a bunch of players that I knew from all over that was in the visit room.
And like, you all shined up like ready to go. Like
pimped down.
He smelled like goddamn good FOI like, oils and everything.
Like pimped down, right? So I'm like, oh shit. So now I'm stuck. So one of my Playboy partners, we used to talk about the game and all that stuff. You know, one of them boys, you know, we got all the fly shit to say. Like, yeah, man, when I was out there, I had, you know, boom, boom, boom. They know who I am. You know, they know me. All the flies talk. We just exchange game.
He you had to tell me, her that this was Nanny.
He over there with his baby mom. No, it wasn't no Nanny. Nanny looked better than that, baby. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, damn. So I'm stuck. I'm like, damn. I look around, eight, all eyes on me like Tupac, right? I said, damn, man. I know what Pac went through. I know what the fuck he was talking about. So I'm out there. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going in. I'm a legend. I gripped up. Come on, baby. Come on. You ever been to the moon? No, I'm going to take you there. Come on, let's go. Get to this machine. Let's get to this machine over there. Got it to that machine. She threw them quarters in that machine. That machine started breaking. Boop, 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 boop. Shit started dropping. I'm like, yeah, my whole thing changed. I lit up like a Christmas tree, and I just kept on playing, man. I kept being a player and just kept playing and kicking it with it through the whole joint. I got back to the block. I was Ray Stringer, my young boy. I said, man, what type of time? You got my name. You fucking my name up, man. My name's still heavy in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I got time in jail. Ain't nobody. Everybody the fuck forgot
so
about
the
it.
But that's
line,
the same
so the
old head
line.
That you solely fucking with the 60-year-old joint. That's the same bitch?
No.
So the bottom
no,
line
no, no.
is.
This, it wasn't that she looked at. Oh, she just was. She wasn't who she was on that picture.
So you got catfished
bottom,
on
listen,
some jail
the
shit.
The bottom line is, his young boy hooked him up with a smoker. She came up.
No, she wasn't a smoker.
Listen, she came up, bought him some shit out the vending machine, and he felt like a player. I activated my player because he got a smoker to buy him some chips.
No, what happened
listen,
was,
nigga got some
this
Oreos.
Nigga got a smoker to buy him
no,
her
she
some
wasn't a
chips
smoker.
Or soda in a tuna hokey. Even though I activated my player, that motherfucking listen. Machine went off. Whip, whop, whop, whop. Shit started
name,
dropping out that
fucked my name up for a minute, too, yeah. in the yard.
Hey,
on the prison yard, my name was fucked
hey,
up, man.
How he here popping a shirt that ain't got no collar? That fucked my name up.
Yeah.
Out there.
Player,
yeah,
you know what I mean? If, you know what I mean? Activated my situation, but I'm going to say this. I stood 10 toes down, man. I dealt with it, man.
You
I just grabbed
no
my,
choice.
I grabbed my young boy, but I ain't going to hurt
no
you. I ain't going to hurt you.
Bottom line is, that bitch wasn't that ugly. He was turning
listen,
that tuna hoagie the fuck down
listen,
out that vending
listen,
machine.
Let me tell
that's
you something.
That's the bottom line. He came out, that bitch was like this.
Let me explain something to you, though. I'm going to tell you something real, though.
No, let me explain something to you. He came out, she was like this.
I knew it was real.
She like, you wallow.
Listen.
You wallow. How you doing?
I was on J Block,
I'm
and the
Sharifa.
Yard was right there, right? The yard was right there near J Block.
You wallow.
The yard
what you
was,
went out the machine.
The yard was right there.
You went tuna fish.
I knew I was a topic of conversation because early in the morning, my man Mike was like, no, Lo, come on out here. Yeah, we got to talk about this.
They ready to grind
I'm
you
like,
up.
I ain't going to the yard this morning. But listen, man, that's the life. But when you're in the penitentiary, I'm just saying.
They like, Lo.
Listen.
We see you. We thought you fuck with Holly
listen,
Berry out
listen,
there,
but
not Holly Scary.
But the whole thing was this. At the end of the day, to the young cats out there, the type of shit you go through when you're playing in a game and you're in jail and everybody forgets you. Because your baby mom, the reality is life ain't stopping because life is not stopping because you went to prison. Baby Leg is always ready.
Mm-hmm.
He's always ready. Baby Leg, old head Mike, fat Mike with the Benz. They got the Benz. Yeah, he come right through, pay a bills. Buy his kids some sneaks off the avenue and all that, man.
And there's some broke niggas, too, because I was knocking down mad some chicks who had, like, niggas in jail.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. I was broke. I worked at Office Max.
Listen, and sometimes he was blazing boo-boo with black girl.
Listen, man.
They'd have killed you if they found out, man.
Mm-hmm. Listen, man, you know, when you should sheet, nigga, it's the risk.
It's a whole different game, man.
Well, shit, man, listen. I appreciate everybody for tapping in this week. You know what I mean? Just like every week. We appreciate you guys. You guys make us number one music podcast in the country every week, man. So we truly appreciate you guys. I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267, and this is $1 million worth of game.
It's just like that.
Right!